Love it. We're getting to that good time of year now. It's on. And we got us a ball game. Tom is over there. I'm right here. You can't see us, but if you could, you'd see I'm in a radio studio, and you'd see he's on the other side of the glass of said radio studio producing the program as a co-host as well. And this is brought to you by our friends at Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford GM Sean Sullivan is a huge Bucks fan. He's willing to help you out personally. You can find his email on the website, BillCurryFord.com, or you can just go by the Bill Curry Ford lot right there. Beautiful. I shouldn't say lot. It's a beautiful facility. Right there, 1 mile north of the stadium, Dale Mabry Highway. You might run into Vita Villa. Not if you go today. You won't run into him today. Ale Marpet, might run into him next week. Who knows? That's because they're customers. Bill Curry Ford has a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Sean Sullivan to help you out. If you want a discount, use the Joe Bucks Fan discount. Check out the inventory, BillCurryFord.com. Maybe you got an eye on a new lease for the new year, right? We'll let him help you out. So this is the game I've been circling, Tom. I'm really excited about this game for a lot of reasons. It's a tough game for the Bucks to win because I think you want every single member of this defense back and healthy and raring to go when you play this team. Now, the Bucks can win the game, and it wouldn't be shocking, but it's going to be a tough game. I mean that, and that the Colts have figured out exactly who they are, and they're a team that revolves around Jonathan Taylor, as they should. Wentz has figured out how not to take chances, but one of the things that allows him not to take chances, Tom, is that they run the damn ball at almost 6 yards a carry when Taylor's in there. So they have run against teams that stop the run. So this is who they are. It travels. It's an identity. It's a physicality. And if the Bucks are going to win the game, they're going to have to shut this down. You'd like to think, if Vita Vea is right, that they can.
Yeah, the good news this week is that Vita has been a limited participant during practice, and we saw on Monday that he tried to give it a go before the game. He was out on the field pregame testing his knee. It didn't work out for Monday, but we'd said it on the Tuesday Scuttlebucks this week. If you've got 40 or 45 reps in you, you better save them for this weekend's game against the Colts. The Giants aren't the team that you really need to be out there for, and it played out that way with Monday Night Football. The home road splits are the way they are with the Bucks this season. Here is a road test that if you are not ready to go at the kickoff, Indianapolis is going to hit you in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They are feeling it. They are the hunter, and it's not because we're the reigning champs. Look at that division. Look at the power structure. Derrick Henry is hurt for Tennessee. That offense has taken a hit. They've had injury issues left and right. Indianapolis is now within 2 games of the division lead, so they are hunting down an AFC South division title. That's what they're thinking about this weekend. We've got a comfortable 2-game lead in our own division. But you've got to be ready to go. It doesn't matter that they might have more motivation this weekend. We've got to be able to show, and this is our last real opportunity to do so, we've got to be able to show that we can play against good teams on the road and execute efficiently. If we can, and if we do, and we win this ball game, we're going to feel a whole hell of a lot more comfortable about what the playoffs are going to bring and what we're capable of. Because right now those splits are ugly. And you got to fix that on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Really pleased to see, and I'm not rooting for injury for anybody, but the fact that Quentin Nelson, who is the all-world guard for the Colts, I talk about their running game, that you're mentioning the physicality, everything about who they are. This guy kind of sets the tone for who they are, and he has since he was drafted. Tom and I laugh about this all these years later. Of course, the Bucks were one pick away from being able to draft him, and I desperately wanted him after watching his tape at Notre Dame. I thought, this is the best offensive lineman I've seen coming out in 10 years. And he's proven to be that. He is a freak. If he doesn't play, your chances increase greatly of being able to stop that run without question. He did not participate as of Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving. He had not practiced. Again, I don't root for injury for anybody unless you're a horrible human being, and I have no reason to believe he is, but it doesn't hurt if he's not able to play. I will say that. And for the Bucks, Rob Gronkowski, full participant. That's good news there. AB not. I get a sense from what we can read. Tom Pelissero said it. A couple of different interviews from Arians. It looks like, I don't think AB's playing in this game.
Correct. Yeah, next week is the target. This Bruce Arians comment. Sometimes he can be a complete open book, and that was one that caught my eye. I was like, oh, okay. So we'll see him next week. He won't be available.
If he likes the reporter, that's what it is.
That's true.
I've discovered that. Like, if he cares that you've done a good job for a long period of time, yeah, He'll open up to you. If not, he's really – pretty indifferent.
Well, you know who he liked in retrospect was Siciliano from NFL Network, because he was the one who asked him the questions at the combine. He's like, okay, so if I'm hearing this right, you're telling me Jameis is a good plan if I can't get Tom Brady. And Bruce goes, yes.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, that's
all right.
All right.
No cloak and dagger here. It's pretty simple. And then we all know how that finished up. But in the trenches, this is the thing, man. 11:30 in the morning on the East Coast, if you're out there going to the game, and it's the noon kick locally out there. I do believe Indy's on Central Time. Could be wrong. But 90 minutes before kickoff, you're looking to see Ali Marpet, Quentin Nelson, Vita. Those are the three key pieces. I'll throw you a fourth one, too. Devin White. Devin White was listed with a quad injury, did not participate early in the week. Tuesday, we didn't actually have a practice, but you know they simulated it and they put you on the report. He was a limited participant on Thursday of this week. You got to watch that, because if we're trying to stop the run here, you need Vita and you need Devin. You have to have both of them in the fold. Vita's the more important player, because you got to set the tone in the trenches, especially if Quentin Nelson's not playing. But this is one of those weeks where you have to look at the inactive report at 11:30. It's going to tell you a big story of how this game is going to play.
Yeah, all hands on deck is exactly right. That's what I said at the outset here, man. This is a man's game. I mean, the NFL is, you know, filled with those, littered with those. But you know, some ratchet up to that level more than others. And this is, and I think for the Colts, you know, the AFC is wide open right now. When I look around that the conference, it's so wide open. Why not the Colts? Like, I don't see another team who's hung their hat on an identity as well in the last 4 weeks as the Colts have. You know, you get these teams that are really up and down every week. Kansas City's coming around, especially defensively. Their offense hasn't been great lately, though. They're winning games actually because of their defense, and that's not the way they want to win games. You know, obviously, you can go throughout the rest of this league with the Titans suffering a humiliating loss, a bizarre loss that was hard to figure, but we'll see if they bounce back.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, in this division, the door is open. You're right. The whole conference is.
It's wide open.
You're trying to host a playoff game, and Indy believes for the first time in a long time that they will, so that's also going to add to the atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely. They're hungry. They're feeling it. They feel good about themselves. Meanwhile, the Bucs played right. The Bucs finally played like the Bucs should play, and I don't think it's any secret that, you know, getting healthy helps that. They had to be kind of jarred into getting their attention. Defending champions have this happen all the time. Even the Patriots, even when Tom Brady was there, you'd see it. They win. There's a Super Bowl hangover of varying extent. You'd like to have the kind of leadership that we have with Tom Brady, because it doesn't last as long as it could. You know, with Brady, I think you saw a couple performances where he was probably like, okay, enough is enough. You know, pride kicks in, anger kicks in, the red ass in him kicks in a good way. And then not only does he hold himself accountable in that situation, because he had a great game. I know the numbers could be better, but he had a great game. We talked about this on Tuesday, and you brought up the decision making, and that's exactly right.
Oh man!
So he was on it. He was locked in. He was the great Brady. You know, there's the really good Brady, the all time great Brady, the Hall of Fame Brady. All these levels of awesome. Very rarely do you ever see an average Brady, you know?
Yeah, did you see the mic'd up Tom Brady stuff the Bucks put out? He was one of the guys who was mic'd up for this game. It was a 90-second feature, and man, that run actually was the best part of it, because he dropped about 4 F-bombs that they had to bleep out when he had the run for 12 yards, whatever it was. I think it was 11, and the funny thing was, I forget who it was on the sideline. I think it was Jensen. It was like, hey, that was a good 7-yard run, and Brady goes, 11. Deadpan. Like, get away from me. It was 11 yards.
Yeah.
And he let out that primal roar because of the fear. He's like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. He slides down.
First down is what that is.
Yeah. You don't want to live and die on that. But it shows you what we were talking about. It actually, you know, bore out when you're listening to the mic'd up portions, him on the sideline. My man was locked the hell in. And he'll need to be this weekend, because even if we have most of our guys back, Mike Evans has been out Wednesday and Thursday of this week with a back issue. Now, he's one of those guys, Lita Kemper always says this on this network, JoeBucksFan.com, that he's a gamer. He's tough. He's going to play through whatever it is. But again, all right, so if Mike is playing with a bad back, Gronk has been a full participant, but he's still, you know, knocking the rust off. Chris Godwin's always dinged up in some way because of the nature of the position that he plays. And he is again this week. I mean, our injury report this week is 12 people long. Two of them were held out because they're veterans, but 12 people deep versus the Colts that are 4. We are just a banged-up football team that's going to require elite focus to get through this weekend.
Well, we've been a banged-up football team for a long time. I'm just curious, because we're all anxious about the matchup, and we're talking a lot about what the game could represent. Now, I will say this. If the Bucs lose this game, again, not the end of the world. They're going to breeze to winning the division championship, and the rest of the schedule is filled with but-sorry teams. Bottom line is, save for the Bills game, and they got back on track by thumping the Saints last night. The Saints are done. I said that when Jameis went down, and that's Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian ain't saving nobody. So they're done. And Carolina can't play. There's nobody in this league, the division. The Falcons suck. They're going to cruise. So it's not the end of the world, but you're fighting for home field advantage. And here the Packers sit with three losses. The Cowboys lose yesterday at home to a Vegas team that is kind of hit and miss. That's a bad loss. Cowboys are starting to get that feel about them, like, you're frauds, aren't you? Again, they're starting to get the feel again.
If they're going to play Philly, you're like, what? Jalen Hurts is not bad.
He's playing well.
In a given week, I don't want him to be the future of my franchise, but if we're lining up and Jalen Hurts is on the other sideline for a weekend.
Well, and the Rams right now are not great. Offensively, right. Especially, they're not great all of a sudden. So we mentioned the Cowboys. We mentioned all these teams.
Yeah. Arizona, I have a hard time believing that
they're never healthy.
They won 2 out of 3 with Colt McCoy, but I mean, at some point, it could be wrong. Maybe they're a 3-loss team and they cruise to the number one overall seed in the NFC. But I have a hard time buying into them.
You know, if they become the one seed in the NFC, there are worse things that could happen. I mean, like, I'd rather them be the one seed than the Packers.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't want to go back to Lambeau.
Yeah, you can play in that building all damn day. Who cares?
Yeah, you should, you know? I mean, let him make his first playoff start in a situation like that against this defense. Okay, I feel all right. Now, listen, they're a good team, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't be scared to death about a roadie against Arizona. I'm not scared to death, with a roadie against anybody with a healthy, prepared, veteran group like Tampa has, but it's tougher to go to Lambeau with fans. There were no fans a year ago. That's not a game I want to match up with. It's funny, if you're going to go through and look at power rankings in the league, because we're trying to juxtapose where we're at, where we're trying to get to, where we can be when the playoffs start, what's possible. It's, you know, the Colts would be way down the list compared to Tampa Bay. So the Colts, would you say at 6-5 are a top 10 power rated team?
No, but they're trending
correctly. They're close. Because I have the Jeff Cameron power ratings, have them ahead, obviously, of the Bills. I have them ahead of the Chargers. I have them ahead of the Bengals. I have them ahead of the 49ers.
Ahead of the Chargers, even after the performance on Sunday Night Football. The score is not indicative of how much
I don't think anything about the Steelers, so I don't care about that. I have more concerns about the Chargers. I actually, oddly, have concerns about the Chargers play calling more than I do anything else. They got perhaps the best deep thrower in the game, and they love to dink and dunk. It drives me nuts.
84 targets to Keenan Allen. It's like, where's the verticality?
It's really strange to me. See, so I would put the Colts in the top 10, somewhere in the neighborhood of the Patriots.
Yeah.
9 or 10, 8 or 9.
Right.
Yeah, I think
in the NFC, it gets interesting, too, because, I mean, there's a really good game in the 425 window. It's San Francisco, Minnesota.
It's a great game.
I mean, that is two 500 teams battling for a wild card spot, and those are two teams where, if you look at the resume and the context of how they got to 5-5, very dangerous teams.
Well, the Vikings,
I put them with the Colts. I'd group all those teams together because, like, the Colts are impressing, right? But 2 weeks ago, they beat the Jags by 6.
Right. No, I get it. They're not a great team. You're right. The problem with the Vikings, So San Francisco seems to have more of an idea of the very specific way that they have to win. You know, like, almost like the Colts do.
Right.
And when we get to the time of year where you need to know what you are and how you operate, I like teams that aren't schizophrenic in that way. And the Vikings are a little schizophrenic for my taste. In a lot of areas of the game, they're that way. They remind me, the Vikings remind me of yesterday's Raiders.
Right, yeah.
Well, I mean, Derek Carr and that offense occasionally will light you up.
Potentially lethal.
Yeah, and yes. You're like, well, there they are. But then other days, you're like, I don't know. That's the Vikings.
Well, okay, so let me go through the Colts schedule fast. But every team I go through, by the end of it, you're like, eh, I don't know. Which is what the league is this year. Like, could be, maybe not. So their schedule is Seattle, the Rams, Tennessee, Miami, Baltimore. In Baltimore at that time, you're like, I don't know. Houston, a banged up San Francisco team.
Remember they were killing that Baltimore team and choked it away. They lost an 18-point lead.
They did.
That was crazy.
But again, just like the resume of the teams that they've played.
Beaten, yeah.
Right. San Francisco was banged up. It's a win. Tennessee, they lost to. All right, by 3 points.
Titans are a good team.
Then it's the Jets, the Jags, and they beat the Bills team that was not feeling great about itself. So you're like, there might be a win in there. Like, the Bills win is an impressive one because of where it took place more than it is of who they beat, because the Bills were already kind of a wounded dog.
And they went in there and beat their head in, though. I mean, they beat them like a drum.
But I'm looking at their last 6 weeks, and it's like San Francisco at that time, whatever. Tennessee, all right, you lost that game anyway. The Jets, the Jags, Bill. I mean, man.
Yeah, but I like them.
You could roll into this building, and you could handle business, because if you look at the finer details of what they do and what they don't do well, they don't stop the run. And I got to tell you, after watching Rojo on Monday night, you've got yourself the two-headed monster back. You go in that building, run the football, and establish some easy reads for Brady out of play action.
Well, they're going to run the hell out of the ball with Jonathan Taylor and want to shorten the game. So possessions are going to be key here, first of all. We're getting into the actual, you know, nuts and bolts of this game. You want to pressure Carson Wentz. There's good Carson Wentz and there's terrible Carson Wentz, so you never really know. If they are unable to run the ball well, and they typically do run the ball exceptionally well, Jonathan Taylor already well over 1,000 yards on the season. If they aren't able to run it the way they want to, which is their bread and butter, then obviously you put them in second and third and obvious, and you make Carson, and he's obviously going to lock in on Michael Pittman Jr. He's a great player. But to me, you can get to him, and he'll make the mistakes that we've seen him make.
There's Jameis in him.
Yeah,
in
that's right. That's right. So this whole game, like, we get really – I think we tend to overanalyze it. I mean, you and me, and just in general, as football fans, we look at every aspect of a game. Sometimes it's as simple as a team is this thing. When they're able to be this thing, they win. When they're not, they lose. The Colts are a running machine. They want to run downhill. They want to run on first down. They want to run on second down. They don't mind running on third down. They'll run it 4 or 5 times in a row. They don't care. They're not coming out of it. And if you stop it and you make Wentz throw in second and third and obvious, he's a mistake-prone quarterback, and I think the Bucs would be able to get home, and all of a sudden you have, you know, a victory. So that's what this game is.
Yeah, to me, and I agree with you, for our defense, it's very simple.
Well, that's what I keep
Come up to
back
line
to.
Of scrimmage and stop the run, and you got yourself here in business. I'm looking, anytime they played a team with a pulse in the aerial game,
Their
defense
has been
well.
Bad. They have not been good.
They don't stop the run very well either.
You're right. You can light them up here.
With our offense, you might be able to pick your poison if you're healthy enough at receiver to do what you need to do and then set the tone and set the pace.
This is all dictating
terms. We want more
terms.
Possessions. They want fewer possessions.
That's right. This is all about dictating terms, a clash of opposites. Indianapolis wants to run the ball and shorten the game, fewer possessions, better chance for them to win. They're the more physical team running the football. That's what they want. If they can't have that, they get beat. If we're able to go right down the field, take the lead in this football game and kind of dictate terms, then obviously we can control the action and win the football game. So would you take the ball? I would.
To start the game?
I'd go right down the field and score.
Yeah, well, the way we played on Monday Night Football, that first drive, that was another thing that's on the mic'd up. Brady's like, oh, hell yeah. He's like, did you like that? He goes, yeah, smooth. If you've got that in you and you really feel good about
take
your first
15. Take the ball and go down and score. I would set the tone. I'd be like, okay, you run it if you want to. We're playing from ahead the rest of the day.
Don't get Blankenship, whoever your kicker is out there at 7-3. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Agreed. You go down, make it 7-0. They settle for a red zone field goal. You go down, make it 14-3. Thanks for playing, baby. Go ahead, keep running. Keep shorten the game now. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm saying take the ball right here. Well, it'll be fun. Listen, either way, we're going to watch it. We're going to enjoy it.
What
we're going to talk about it on
NFL
Monday.
NFL football Sunday. It is spread out.
I'm getting locked in. Yeah, it'll be fun. Thanks, Bill Curry Ford. We love you. Thanks, Joe Bucks fan. We love you guys as well. Thanks so much to all of you for listening. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you on Monday. We'll reflect on this game, look ahead to the rest of the schedule, which is not a great schedule. The Bucks should be okay. Let's hope they're getting healthier and healthier and healthier. We'll monitor that closely. For Tom Lang, I'm Jeff Cameron, and go Bucks. We'll talk to you next time on the Scuttle Bucks.